Cristo. I like his work because it's, I like the way of doing this very ephemeral, you know. I like the also interventions, big format. Probably what I explained before about the image and perception and to hide something or not hide something. Also the meaning that he gave to the art, you know. For doing something that is ephemeral, that, you know, that someone cannot take or sell or possess, you know, it's very, very interesting. I was seeing a lot of things ephemeral that I was very, very impressed. Also because of how short could it be, you know. There was the other day an exhibition here in Atelier Frankfurt that was about, I think, a Japanese guy that was doing something with some elastic bands, with one elastic band doing like having like a pad, and in a whole white room, and then he cut it in the moment, and you just everything was. I said that. Then probably Peruvian artist that maybe I say the name, but.
So do you think you're more influenced by so painting or writing or music?
I would say that I'm influenced of science because I think it's something concrete, something touchable, something quantifiable. That's why I like science.
Okay.
I'm influenced by science. Then for my psychology, probably, philosophy, and music, then, after all, probably, would be.
And what art brings into your life, compared to science, for example?
Compared to
science, what art brings in your life?
Because somehow I know that I'm not good for science. If I would be good for science, I would do science. But I know that I couldn't deal with that.
Okay.
But I think also I like the creativity because you have also other way of expressing your creativity. I would say science also exists. But probably it's just a matter of that. It's something that when you are a child, you cannot deal with chemistry and these things, you know. That's why not. That's the only like difference, why I decide for one thing and not for the other one. Because I know that I couldn't do that. It's a matter of taste. No, it's.
But architecture can be connected with art in some point as well, because it also can give the way of expressing, like, for example, Gaudi. So you didn't think about, like, expressing yourself by your building projects?
Yes, of course. I know that I can do that. It's not that I will stop to do architecture. It's not my plan. It's just that I'm taking probably this, like, a postgraduate program or like something new to learn, you know, because I know that I, for the type of things that I want to do, I need to study here and I need to take my time also to learn to how to do the things in another way, because the starting point is completely different, and I need to liberate somehow also from my previous education. You know, in a moment I was feeling like, okay, I learned all these things and I know how to be this, I have the thing to be this, the other thing. But somehow I was feeling that I was not with freedom a bit. So it was a decision to do art because I wanted to refresh somehow.
Okay. And did you plan to maybe stop doing art in some years to become an architecture again, or?
I don't know. I would like to implement. That's the thing. I would like to implement. That's my wish. But then, of course, also I can divide. I like also that idea. But no, if I now here learning all, and I'm really curious, I think I won't stop in many years because I'm really interested. It's something that, you know, I really imagine that, okay, I will continue doing this thing later and later, and I want to learn and learn more. I'm not taking this like, okay, it's for 1 year and then I stop. No, I don't think like that.
Maybe can't you see difference between your architecture major, the people there, and people here on the art faculty? Can you see the difference between them? It's like,
difference in what's
the way they're seeing their work, maybe their life. And I was like, how people who are studying arts, how arts affect them in a different way that being an architect changes you? Because you're also using your imagination to, communicate something.
I would say that there's some important difference. It would be the way of working, because when you work for architecture, most of the time you work like a team. You need a team to do it. You need a team to do a competition. You need a team to do the model, this thing, the drawings. So most of the time, somehow architects are more like thinking like in team or group, I would say. Here could be more individual, so it's not something necessary to have like a team. Sometimes I found problems to work like a group here. I would say that is an important thing.
But don't you need people to realize
then,
your art?
Yes, but one thing is to do it all together, and one thing is to be the person who say, hey, I need people to support my idea, you know? And there is a lot of controversy because also there are people that, of course, there are these famous artists that sometimes they need the team to do the thing for them, and there are people like very like, okay, this cannot be, you know, the artist should do the thing, really should do the thing, why this person is calling 3 or 4 guys to do, you know, their own, her or his work, it's not possible. That probably I would think different, that it's possible, but of course I think of ethica that you cannot ask others to do for you. Of course not.
And for your projects, for example, do you have an idea of how many people help you?
Help me. I like something, for example, that was for me shocking in the beginning, that my professor told me. I asked, hey, and tell me, and where is your studio? I asked my professor, that is Judith Hoff. And the first time that we met, no, and in my mind was okay, because I was working also with other artists before, and he has the studio of working with people working for him and everything. And I say, hey, and do you have a studio? And how many people work for you? And she said, no, I don't have people working for me. I have my friends helping me. And I think was also something that I like it a lot. I would say that now if I want to do something with group, I will call also friends. I don't want to have employees.
Yeah.
Probably in this moment, I don't feel that. Now I will do this thing and I will ask my 2 or 3 friends to help me. That is another thing.
Okay. But you think like the friends can also influence somehow your art, that they're helping you?
I think I discuss about something I don't know. I ask always for help, because there are things that I don't know that I ask to my friends, and somehow they tell me, okay, you can do this, or maybe probably it's not helping me, but to have other ideas also is important. In that sense, yeah. To my boyfriend, I'm asking all the time, hey, what do you think about this? Because he's an architect. So, okay, can you imagine what other material, no? That I can do this, you know? Because probably I'm forgetting about something and I need all the time probably to ask people how to do it. Even, you know, if you cannot imagine the person that has the answer, maybe the person has the answer.
Okay. I don't know, and to realize your work with the pixel, did you know by yourself how to do it, or did you did you need the help of, I don't know, professional who know how
no,
to realize it?
I knew how to do it.
Okay, yes. But you, so do you think that at the end, when you finish your work, do you feel like it's just from you, or do you feel like it's, it comes from you and all the people who helped you?
Again, sorry.
So, do you think that the people who help you, mm-hmm. are they just, I don't know, some help, but you, you're like the main influence in your work? How do you evaluate, I don't know, the weight of the help from your friends?
How are you evaluate the...
It's like some people said, like, without the people who are surrounding me, I wouldn't be able to finish it.
Of course, yes. Yeah, because I'm a matter of time, I will need help. It's very important. It's crucial, I would say. I will try to do it alone, and, but I will need help, of course. I know things now I will need. Yes.
And so, art is also a group teamwork.
Yes, but I would say that it has other meaning, you know? I mean, like, in this case, it's a group, but it's, I would say it's more light, probably. It's like, I say, oh, please, could you come to help me to do this? Please, one day, if you're free, you know, come. And they will come, or we say, okay, I can't. And then probably the other situation probably is more organized. Okay, from this time, maybe we... Or maybe it's because I have experience working in that field, and maybe in art also this could be the same in a moment. I told you I was working for an artist, and I had somehow a schedule of working also like in an architecture office. But not all the artists are doing that. The artists are more free about that in terms of schedule and time, you know. Depend. I think it's... Every artist has a different way of organizing the work. There are artists that work the whole day, that are also prefer the night. Also, when I wanted to know like a name of a book, how to about processes of art and start how to take the first ideas and this thing, I asked to people like, you know, like say Art for Dummies or something, like, hey, I would like to have a book of reference of different studies of starting points, but no one could give me a name I wanted.
Okay.
You know? In that sense, I would say also it's free because there is no assistant to tell you, okay, do this, do the other thing.
And so how do you work? Do you have hours in the day, or is it when you feel it, or...?
I prefer to work during the mornings, because now it's perfect to work during the mornings. But then also I prefer a lot during the night.
Okay.
During the night I can be till late.
And are you working every day, or...?
I'm trying to work every day, because in this moment I feel I need. Because I feel like a beginner. So okay. I feel that I need to work and train and train. And then I don't know how it's going to be, but I want to work and then also to stop and then continue again because until next semester.
And could you describe one day of work? So what are you doing?
I would say work, but it's like in the morning I prefer to read, like newspaper, because, you know, it's some time of connecting.
Newspaper. How is it connecting?
Connecting because then you know that you are not just a school, that that there are more things going around, and you know you are just this thing, like to geographically located. Yeah, and okay, then you know, okay, I'm just one individual in this big sphere, and I would like one day also to be there or be there, you know, like. Also, for
to
me, that
keep a global vision.
To keep a global vision.
And it can also somehow influence your work during the day?
My mood, probably. Mm-hmm. Work, I don't know, but mood, yes. For example, with this thing that was happening in the Amazonia, I was really like having not good days. I was really touched because of them, because of my country. And yes, be informed and also then to discuss with other people, hey, do you know that this thing happened? And even if it's Michael Jackson, you know, then you feel like, oh, come on, this is very important, even if it's him, you know. And then after that, I probably think what I'm going to do, make like a three or two things that I want to do, like combining, because I cannot do just one the whole day. So I, there's three things, like the things that are more to think, I prefer to do it before. And then like more that are active, like cutting or gluing or for later, because it's energy, and you also I can do it meanwhile I'm listening music and things like that.
So do you have an idea of how much time it could take for you to realize your project? Maybe 1 year or?
I would say that there are projects of short time. Things immediate, like this bird, for example, and things that probably is the part of psychology that I would really like to dig into and do like a small research to start to really work with that material. Okay. So for that thing, I would say like 1 year, I will need probably these holidays, I will start to read more and to make like a resume with things.
Okay. So we have idea of your next project.
I have idea of what I would like, but still the material, concrete thing, like, still not. But I know the direction.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.